up, hallelujah. Leave it there, leave it there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. We ain't hiding, we ain't running, we ain't defeated. We're out here and we're gonna praise Him.
Hey there, Speak Life family. Welcome to the fourth week of our Lent series, Shake the Dust. Hopefully you are mastering your fast and, oh my goodness, getting closer and closer to Jesus each and every day. Without further ado, here we go. Week four, clogged. Our address, our text comes from Psalm 51, verse 12. I'll be reading from the New Living Translation. And there you will find these words recorded. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and make me willing to obey you. So by now, my sisters and my brothers, you get the picture. 4 weeks in, and we have closed the door on some of the old things that we used to house. We are clearing out our calendars and making time, literally clocking God. And we have thrown away the junk and the clutter that no longer serves and adds value to our lives. If we are painting a picture, you can certainly see the pattern. We are getting rid of the waste in order to worship God in spirit and in truth, in freedom. Now, we've come to the point where we must unclog the drains that leave us distracted from the ways of God. And isn't it just like the houses we live in? You unpack what's necessary, settle into the rhythm of life, clear out some clutter, let go of the junk, and exhale. You rest, you relax, and here comes some rupture to the routine. Just when you think things are okay, you get comfortable. In our comfort, sometimes we neglect discipline and we begin to collect the dust of life. Before you know it, there's a new problem on the rise. You ever get in the shower and see the water rise? Like one day it's draining properly, and then over time it gets progressively worse. It can even take weeks, months, and then all of a sudden the drain is clogged. Sometimes you can pour Drano down the pipes, and other times you need tools to pull out the gunk down there. If we're not careful, we can sometimes use the wrong tools and end up pushing and packing the gunk. Oh my goodness, making it worse. And if we think about it, sometimes that's just how sin begins to creep up on us. We can be fine. And as we get comfortable, we let down our guard. And over time, there's a buildup, a residue of sin that gets clogged. And if we don't confess our sin, if we don't address our ways, our communion, our fellowship with God can get clogged. And it's not that God doesn't want anything to do with us or to be around us, but it's us, you and me. It's us that feel stuck and shameful in our sin. When we look at our text, we see David's prayer after he finally confesses his adulterous sin. The verses before that is very familiar. Create in me a clean heart. David is sorry. David is remorseful. David was sincere and approached God with a contrite heart. David confesses, and in doing so, David removes the clogged pathway of communion with God. Consequently, he says, restore to me the joy of salvation and make me willing to obey you. How amazing, how awesome that we can always turn to God no matter the gook and the gunk that clogs our life. David decided to release his junk and turn it in for joy. He let go of the gook for glory. Question is, what's standing in the way of your communication with God? What seems to be clogged? No sin, no deed, no gook, no gunk is ever too grimy that it'll clog your way to God. David was a murderer, killed his mistress's husband, slept with this woman, and yet and still he was the king, the commander, the leader of the army. He regretted what he did, and that sometimes brought him unrest. However, David found rest in the peace of God. If you've lost your joy, your happiness, your peace, concerned that God doesn't want your gunk, I'm here to tell you, it's okay. We are never too far removed from God, that he won't accept us and use us for his glory. Don't let the devil fool you. Don't let our dusty desires distract you from what God has designed for you. It's simple. Drain the dirt. Yep, drain it. With God, it'll never be enough to get clogged. Hallelujah. Our time for our prayer closet. God, create in me a clean heart and purify our ways. Thank you for the reminder that we are always close to you, and no sin can clog us up from reaching your glory. Bring back our peace, restore our joy, and restore the will to obey. In Jesus' name, amen. Our housekeeping, the things that we need to tidy up, consider, think upon, pray upon for the week. Pray about it, write about it, journal about it, reflect, and then change your ways, apply it. Put it into action. Here's the question. What guilt do I need to release to get to his glory? Oh, my sisters and my brothers, get to his glory. Unclog the ways. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about how nasty it looks, the way it smells. Just let it go. Release it. Unclog it. Give it to God. He's waiting for you. Remember, always, speak light.